The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with John Couch, engineering and producing on the other side of the glass. And together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Election Day, Tuesday, November the 5th, 2019. We are broadcasting from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. On 10:30, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk anywhere in the world live listening, buckmastershow.com. Let's go now to the nation's capital. Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. Terry's enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He is senior partner in the respected governmental affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents the city of Tucson and Pima Community College. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm coming off cloud nine.
I wondered if you were down. I wondered if you'd come down from cloud nine after your Washington Nationals brought home a world championship.
Oh, it was. It just was so exciting. Of course, Nancy, my wife, and I are both great fans and have been since I came here, but. You know, we started out 19-31. I mean, they were ready to trade people. And, I mean, there was talk of that. But, you know, a lot of injuries, and the team threw away their egos, and they played for each other. And it was the most remarkable, I think, the biggest comeback ever in Major League Baseball history. And, I mean, how can you beat that, Bill?
It can't. It was amazing. Wow. I really enjoyed it. We even got into it. I think everybody was, unless you were like a longtime Houston Astro fan, you were pulling for the Nationals. So it was good. First world title since 1924, I believe. You were in Tucson last week. I know you were visiting with a couple of your clients, City of Tucson, Pima Community College. It's Election Day here in Tucson. The marquee issue is Prop 205.
Well, that and the mayor's race.
Yep.
And, you know, that 205 is a very big issue, and I won't go into it at any length because I know it's been discussed seriously throughout the community. But we have a lot on the table here. I mean, I find my heart in one place and my head in another, and I vote with my head.
There you go.
So hey. I'm hoping that we can defeat this one and bring up a better worded proposition that won't get our state and federal payments in trouble. That's a big thing for the city.
Few hours, we'll see how all of that goes. We know the House now has set the rules for impeachment. Briefly, tell us, how do you think it's going to all play out?
Well, we're moving now to the public stage, and I think this is going to be the important moment. Certainly was in the Watergate era stuff that I went through. I was on the Hill then. And, of course, from research, you can look and just find that the Constitution really doesn't have any required process. It just says that, that, as you know, Bill, high crimes and misdemeanors. But after that, it doesn't say anything. So it's really up to the Congress that's acting on an impeachment to make up those rules.
Terry, the Republicans have been saying it's not fair, the process, and they say they've been left out of the ball game. What do you say?
Well, of course, I was interested that they made this claim. I was just reading the testimony, the transcripts coming out, and what you'll see in there is Republicans in there asking questions with the Democrats. You know, Bill, it's just a falsehood. It's just terrible. I was embarrassed for the country when I saw otherwise some very talented Republican members crash into crash into the Intelligence Committee and claim they're not represented when they're looking at 30 of their own House members on the committee. I mean, do you believe what they say or do you believe your eyes? I mean, it's very disappointing, I think, to openly portray a falsehood when people can just see it's a falsehood. So I don't know what is on their mind. You know, I've never seen this one before.
Well, other than that, Terry, there will be regular order, which means the House rules will be followed, correct?
Well, that's right. I mean, there will be regular order. As I say, the intelligence committees and the judiciary committees have held some behind-the-scenes investigation and deposition hearing. They act as a grand jury, basically. And what you find is that in both committees, the Republicans and the Democrats were on those committees. So there's really no argument there. It's all politics. But, you know, we've seen a lot of I've seen two impeachments before this. And, you know, differ. But.
And you've seen you have seen up close both the Nixon and the Clinton investigation. How did they differ?
Well, in the case of President Nixon, as you remember, we were initially unsure of the facts. We know what the facts are in this case, but we didn't really know the rumors were out there and so on, everything that had been done. And it wasn't until the tapes were discovered did Congress and the nation come to understand the severity of the lawbreaking. But special committees of the House and Senate had hearings, much like we're doing this week. And in that particular impeachment, Arizona really played a big role. Mo Udall was a leader of the Democrats who was the first to call for Nixon's removal. And later on, Senator Goldwater and Representative John Rhodes, who was a leader of the Republican Party at the time, they were in a very small delegation that went to the White House and told President Nixon he had to resign or face conviction. So Nixon, as you know, worked out a deal with his successor, Gerald Ford, and got a pardon, and off he was to Loma Linda, California, where it was. That was a sad day. I mean, it really was.
And then President Clinton, his impeachment, how was that handled?
Well, that was a soap opera. The House Republicans at the time were led by Speaker Newt Gingrich, who dared not impeach President Clinton on charges of misusing the Oval Office for any kind of sexual exploitations, shall we say, because Gingrich himself was widely known on the Hill to be a man, a ladies man, as he called himself, and he was having an affair himself with his own a secretary who became his wife, may or may not have been his secretary, but maybe the office next door. But anyway, Gingrich himself. So what they found was they said that, and they voted, the Republicans did, they voted an indictment against President Clinton for obstruction of justice, basically. And it went to the Senate. Senator Dale Bumpers of Arkansas actually defended the president in a courtroom scene with the, you know, the Chief Justice in the chair, and President Clinton narrowly escaped with a 50-50 vote. Mm. And then soon after, as you remember, Speaker Gingrich resigned. Sex family and sex scandals took their toll on the Republican leadership. It was kind of a sleazy time, I thought.
Soap opera, as you say. And Terry, we're quickly running out of time. Take a guess at the outcome. What's your feeling on how this is going to play out?
Well, to me, I think there's probably going to be impeachment unless it drags in the next year, at which point I think Speaker Pelosi might pull the rug and say, let's go to the voters. But I think the chances are now that the House will vote impeachment. But it's unlikely at this point that the Senate will convict. So I think that all of that's up in the air. What the Senate could do, if they're embarrassed by what this president has done, and maybe they should be, short of impeachment, they might censure him. Yes, you remember the old Joe McCarthy censure, which would let him get off the hook, but it would not really give him a pass. So that's possible, I think.
Hey, Terry, let's talk a little bit about the Democratic race. There's all sorts of talk. Speaker Pelosi over the weekend was saying that the Democrats really are running the danger of veering too far to the left. What are some of your thoughts on how this race is shaping up?
Bill, well, first of all, I have to say I tend to agree with the speaker, but then I'm kind of an old guy, and I'm used to America being governed somewhere around the 50-yard line. You know, we go a little bit right and a little bit left, but generally we don't go off to the 30 and 40-yard line where this president is. And in the polling that was out today, all of the major Democratic candidates, very early, but are leading the president by 15 points or so. So it's pretty lopsided right now. But, you know, things change, just like with the Nationals, right? Mm-hmm. They had no chance, and you never know. A comeback in politics is not that unusual. But to say that the president is unpopular would be an understatement. And I think right now I'm thinking that I'm impressed that Senator Biden just seems to be they're pounding on him. They're trying to make him an issue, but he hangs in there with his 35% or so. And then Senator Warren is the one who's really made the gains, and I see as a real challenger to Vice President Biden. My guess today, it comes down to one or two of them.
All right, Terry Bracey, we've got a long way to go, don't we, though? 12 months.
It will be fun.
It will be. All right, Terry, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Okay, Bill. Bye.
Terry Bracey, one of our contributors, so many great people that we have on our roster, talking about baseball and how the Nationals had a great win. Well, we've got a great win on Buckmaster with a great roster, 24 or so contributors like Terry Bracey. Mona's Danish Bakery, one of our team members, one of our great sponsors, the home of the Danish Kringle. Northeast corner Swan and Sunrise open right now for lunch. They could do breakfast too, if you'd like. The breakfast has been up and running now a couple of months, doing very well. Check it out, Mona's Danish Bakery. Home of the Danish Kringle, they're on the web at monasdanishbakery.com. Stop by right now. How about lunch? I love that hot turkey sandwich. Can't beat it. So check it out, Mona's Danish Bakery. Additional support comes from our sponsor over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just a three-hour drive from Tucson. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. That's a good starting place before you take your road trip, because there you will find on the website all sorts of ideas about what to do when you arrive in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, plus a list of some really nice places to stay in the area to get you going on your road trip to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Shelley Fishman is coming up next, and Shelley gives me a thumbs up, which means a good day on the market, and that's a good day to talk to Shelley. Not that bad days are bad to talk to Shelley, but we'll talk to him. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To sign up for RTA updates, visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Moa Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Ever dream of taking a river cruise? Bon Voyage Travel introduces you to Ama Waterways. You'll explore authentic culture in captivating landscapes in luxury and comfort. All on board an award-winning fleet while you travel through incredible cities and villages in Europe, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Picture yourself on the river, indulging in Ama Waterways' locally inspired cuisine paired with complimentary wine with every lunch and dinner. Contact Bon Voyage Travel today to customize your river cruise vacation.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we welcome Shelley Fishman into the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Shelley, how is your week going
week
so far?
Week is going great, Bill. The market seems to be doing pretty well today, up, you know, in the area of between 80 and 100. And we had some interesting results announced last week that are being spun, you know, both up and down by the people who do the spinning.
Do those numbers look overall impressive to you?
No. The numbers look good. They don't look impressive. And they came out. For instance, we got the first look at the third quarter GDP, the domestic growth, last week, and it came in at 1.9%. Now, 1.9% was actually better than the consensus of economists had thought it was going to be. They thought it was going to be 1.6%. But remember, we started off the year at about 3. The second quarter was down at around 2, and so now we're on a downward slope, and that's troubling, especially in light of the expectations of the people who have put together the current economic plan for the country, who were hoping for numbers north of 3.
So the third quarter GDP is fading, but what about unemployment or employment numbers for October?
Well, the unemployment number ticked up a tenth of a point from 3.5 to 3.6, but you know that's rounding error. What was important about the number that was announced for October, it was 128,000. Now, that's not a very large number in the grand scheme of things, but they revised up the numbers for September and August. So when you put that all together, it gives us a trajectory for the year of about 160,000 new jobs a month. Now, the general feeling is you need between 180 and 200,000 jobs a month to have a really healthy job market. So that's somewhat lower than we've seen, and it's a little lower than we saw in the Obama years. But you have to take into account that we're at the end of a recovery. I mean, we're 10 years into a recovery. and the population of the country isn't growing, and we have a lot of baby boomers retiring. So what does it take to keep this population, for new jobs, to keep this population in a growth economy? And 160,000 on average might be a good enough number for that.
So we have a downward cycle with the GDP.
It's growing at a slower amount each month.
You have October employment numbers pretty weak. And now the third factor would be wages.
Yeah. Wages are a critical issue in how this economy is going to make out in the medium term. We are a consumer-driven economy, and consumer sentiment has been pretty good. But if people don't have money to spend, then the robustness of the economy is going to be challenged on a month-to-month basis. And that, I'm afraid, is what we're seeing happening. 3% is about a percentage point above inflation, so that's good. But it's occurring at the very low end of the income-earning brackets. It's not happening in the middle class. And that is creating some interesting distortions in the labor market. And I have this completely anecdotal, so don't quote me on this. But I'm beginning to hear, here in Tucson, for instance, that we're seeing a high level of turnover in entry-level employees or in jobs that pay entry-level-like salaries. And people are complaining that they can't hold on to employees. Well, one of the reasons is because the unemployment rate is so low that the next up level of wages, the companies that are offering somewhat higher wages, are attracting these employees out of starting, entry-level jobs. And so it's creating a higher level of turnover. Now, it would be interesting to see if there's any research on that or if it's happening in other smaller cities. But here in Tucson, we have one large group of competitors that are typically paying a lot more than other entry-level jobs, and those are our call centers.
One thing we haven't talked about today, and we've talked about it in the past, is a recession for manufacturing.
Yeah, we're already there by most economists' reckoning that the manufacturing center sector has now had about two quarters of not just flat but negative growth. And that would indicate that sector is in a recession. Now, keep in mind that manufacturing is now just about 18% of our economy. So if that sector is in trouble, it doesn't necessarily mean the whole economy is in trouble. However, there are some demand-side indications that we're seeing a slowing down in consumer sentiment, that inventories are building up, and not being depleted by consumers, and that in general, the propensity of people to spend is somewhat slowing down. If that happens, because 2/3 of our economy is consumer spending, then we'll see it in some other sectors. We won't see it in healthcare. That's going to keep on going up. But we will see it in the service sector. We'll see it certainly in retail. We'll see it in some of the other sectors that you sometimes identify with good, healthy growth, like durable goods. If that starts slowing down, if car inventories start climbing, if companies that manufacture the big stuff like Caterpillar starts slowing down, then that's an indication that the economy in general is feeling the effects of the trade wars and just the aging of the recovery. I heard today that Caterpillar announced some layoffs. They were temporary employees, but they just don't see the demand. So all of the economists today that are talking about a healthy economy and the fact that we're in good shape, are talking about it from a supply side perspective. If you look at it from the demand side perspective, then you see some headwinds that indicate, at least to me, that the fourth quarter of this year will be below the third quarter, in other words, somewhere in the 1% range. The first quarter of next year could be close to flat, zero, and then we could go into a mild recession.
And, of course, month by month, it will become more and more important politically how the economy is going.
Well, clearly, for
the
administration.
I mean, we're 1 year now out from Election Day.
Yeah. Now, and so what happens, just so we set it up, we hear about the prior quarter a couple of weeks into the next quarter, but those are estimates. And then it takes a couple of months to firm up those estimates. So we won't really know what the first and second quarters look like of 2020 until sometime in July.
Do you think we will be in a recession in 2020?
I do, but it'll be mild.
It will be mild, and when do you think it will be, Shelley Fishman?
It will be the second and third quarters. And it takes two quarters to make a recession, so we'll have the second and third quarters be somewhat negative, and that will be a formal recession.
All right, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner with us on the Buckmaster Show. You can learn more about Shelley. There's a link at buckmastershow.com to Shelley's website. Shelley, I hope the rest of the week goes very well for you.
And to you too, Bill.
Thank you very much.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Green Things, my favorite nursery, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. It's greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. Time for our insider travel talk on the Buckmaster Show with our travel contributor. We are so blessed to have two dozen or so contributors to this program. These are experts in their field. They are people that are so knowledgeable about what they have a passion for. And when it comes to Ryan Hansen, his passion is travel. Ryan is President and Chief Operating Officer of Bon Voyage Travel, serving travelers for more than 40 years, 75 or so Bon Voyage travel experts standing by right now. These are people that want to create for you a trip of a lifetime. There are three Southern Arizona Bon Voyage offices, River and Campbell, Green Valley and Oro Valley. BVTravel.com should be your first step in making your travel dreams come true. Rhino, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to be back in studio with you.
You know, it is. It's always a pleasure. And one area I want to explore, I've always been fascinated, Ryan Hansen, about why people make travel decisions about destinations. What is it about? What is it about a certain area that attracts people? And I think this is something that you've probably wondered about, too.
We have. And it's one of those things in travel that we talk about at the agency level. The business side of this is to make sure that we're talking to our clients about the why. Because if you can get to the why, you can connect at such a deeper level versus I heard that it's great to visit Provence in France in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Well, what does that mean? And we always talk about how it's such a personal decision when it comes to travel. And where does that come from? Well, the people that told you how great it was may have a completely different reason for being there versus what you have. And so to get to your personal why in travel is when you really start to connect with these destinations and cultures and food.
And that is something that your people, your 75 travel experts. This is something that kind of like in the first meeting with a client, it's kind of like a vetting process, trying to figure out and listening, got to be a good listener. Mm-hmm. What is it that the client is looking for in an experience travel? Do they like big cities? Are they very foodie? Are they foodies? Right. Are they into history?
Do they want to just get away and unplug? And that can, all of those things could actually be the same destination, but a different time of year, mm-hmm. a different experience even within that destination. If you want the true New York experience, you're not going to want to stay in Times Square.
No.
You're going to want to be in Soho or in some of the new places by the High Line. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to get away from the circus that is Times Square. But if you're looking for the hustle and bustle and circus that is Times Square, then that's where you want to be. So it may not even be a different destination. It's just, how are you going to see that destination? What are your accommodations going to be? And that's where hopefully our team does a great job of getting to the why and understanding what motivates you. What are your pain points? That's another one. Yeah. What bothers you? Do you really want that quiet room? Well, let's make sure you're not next to the elevator. Let's make sure you're not on a low floor near the lobby right above the dance floor of the quinceañera that's happening that afternoon. So there's lots of nuances that we can help get to that theory.
And maybe you want an experience for beautiful scenery. Now, maybe you don't want to spend a lot of time in a big city. Maybe you want like what a river cruise can offer, because as you look out your window, you're going by beautiful scenery. Maybe you want a little combination of a big city and the rural experience.
And that's where we've talked so much about river cruising. I think that's one of the reasons why it is so hot, is because it can check the boxes. You can start in Amsterdam, a bustling European city with so much culture, diverse population there with things that are great to see, lots of people though, but then once you get out of the city area and you're on the waterways of the Rhine River, maybe you're sailing next to a windmill with the tulips blooming in the middle of April, and now that's a serene setting, and it's from a Monday to a Tuesday that you have that experience. So those finding those things out are important, and so you can get a little bit of everything on a river cruise versus maybe just going to a Caribbean island, and I know you mm-hmm. love the Caribbean
yeah,
islands.
Yeah, I do. I love the islands.
But there's lots of different things, even from one one island to the next that could be completely sun and sand. All I want to do is lay on a beach.
The diversity of the islands is what really attracts me to the West Indies. And our experience is I love the history. I can combine my love of being by water. I grew up not in Lake Michigan. In the summertime, I like to get in Lake Michigan, but it was cool even then getting, but we were close to water, and I do like when I vacation to go to places by water, and I don't think that is so unusual, especially for people in the desert. We like to kind of have a different experience, and that's where cruising comes in, but it doesn't have to be cruising. Bon Voyage and your team can put people in a great five-star experience in the Caribbean or in the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah, that could be in an all-inclusive resort. Sure. It could be at an over-the-water bungalow if you're down in
Tahiti. Yep.
You got varied experiences, and that's what I love talking to you about is where is the heart of somebody coming from? Did they grow up in the Midwest, always snowed in?
Sure.
In Wisconsin, they may have that bug every year that starts to fester, and it's, I just need sun.
That's
cabin fever. Right?
Oh, my goodness.
That's a documented disease.
Within a couple of weeks of Christmas, that is setting. After Christmas, it's setting in.
It's definitely setting in. And some of the other things we've talked about, connecting with your family roots. Mm-hmm. We love food. I tend to, in most of my seminars, tie so much of my experiences with food. But my mother-in-law makes a wonderful baklava. It is fantastic. And my wife and I have been married 20 years. And I'll tell you, when we were in Mykonos for the first time, my nose took me right to where that fresh baklava was being made. And what I found was that my mother-in-law is pretty good at cooking baklava, but it was neat to be in Greece, in the Greek Isles, tasting the local foods. And so it really kind of connected me in ways I had never really dreamed of to my own family, my in-laws, of the food and the taste of those senses just come alive.
And then there's kind of the first experience that you have in a place. I was thinking of the first time, I know you had your first African trip. There was a sense, I don't know, maybe you call it genetic memory, but it felt at home.
Absolutely.
You felt at home.
Yeah.
At least I did the first time I went to Africa.
Oh, very much so that this is the way God created
yes.
the earth, right?
Yes, you very were, much so.
You were really feeling a sense of place
yes.
In that sense. And I felt that as well on another trip I had this year when I touched down in Denmark for the first time,
right.
being Danish. And there was a sense of home and family, even though who knows if there was any other Hansons around. There probably were because it's a very popular surname. But those reasons can connect you as well.
When should someone start thinking about a cruise for bookings?
Well, it's interesting. We've been talking off air just about how the stock market, how everybody's money is looking pretty good right now. And so their sense of urgency is they're booking out. So you're still in a good place for next summer. If you're looking at an Alaskan cruise, you're looking at something, a Mediterranean cruise or another trip, you're still in a good place right now to book. October, November, and December, you'll still find good pricing, good availability, and most likely what you're looking for. You turn the year, it starts to get a little bit more challenged. But bear in mind that even 2021 and even some cruise lines have 2022 itineraries.
Really? They're already posting itineraries?
Already out there. So
wow.
If you really know what you want and it's a very specific itinerary, you know you love a certain type of cabin, it really does benefit you to get on that sooner than later. If you've got a finite window, maybe you're still working, you only have a couple weeks that are specific to your vacation, start talking on it now. And think of those celebrations. That's another reason people travel.
Oh, yeah. Anniversaries,
trips. Birthdays. Think about that.
Trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, when you're ready to, don't wait until it's the 50th anniversary.
No.
Start planning that in the 48th year
so
that you get exactly what you're looking for.
And, you know, through the years, I've heard people say, well, Bill, you spend so much of your money, you and Ann, my wife, traveling. And they say, well, you know, we'll travel when we retire. And people put things off. You don't know what's going to happen.
That's right.
Take that trip now.
Are you
that
able
experience.
To get around as much at that age? Do you have other priorities that creep up that you never knew about? But spending your money in travel is about the only thing that makes you richer.
I agree 100%, Ryan Hansen, because how do you put a dollar value on the kind of memories you will have the rest of your life?
Oh, we love it, Bill. I love that connection we have together.
Thank you very much. Bon Voyage Travel, bvtravel.com, your first step in making your travel dreams come true. Ryan, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Good to see you, my friend.
Buckmaster Show and the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio on 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. Our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report with Margaret Regan of The Weekly is next.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
At Sierra Tucson, we see miracles of healing every day. We are honored to be an international premier treatment center right here in Southern Arizona. Our comprehensive evidence-based programs focus on addiction recovery, mood and anxiety disorders, trauma recovery, including PTSD, pain recovery, and co-occurring disorders. Learn more at sierratucson.com or call us at 800-842-4487. We work with most insurance payers.
Welcome back. Time for the Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Latin Grammy-winning all-female ensemble Fleur de Tulachi on Saturday, the 23rd of November. It's going to be a great show. They're known for their distinctive artistic vision. The group's members' diverse cultural backgrounds blend together to create enlightened interpretations of traditional mariachi music. Joining Fleur de Tulachi on tour is Villa Lobos Brothers. So that's going to be a great show. Again, that's Saturday, November 23rd. Then you've got Mercury, a celebration of Freddie Mercury's life and music. That's coming up on Sunday, December the 1st. To check out the full schedule and to purchase tickets to see Fleur de Tulachi and the Villa Lobos Brothers and Mercury, a celebration of Freddie Mercury's life and music, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan, longtime arts writer for the Tucson Weekly, the author of two prize-winning books on immigration titled Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire, and The Death of Jocelyn, Immigration Stories from the Arizona-Mexico Borderlands. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Did that new show open at Etherton? I think you were writing about that I think you're going to be writing about it for the upcoming issue of the Weekly.
Yeah. Well, luckily, I've already written it.
There you go.
Yeah, it's actually in its final weeks. I hadn't been able to get to it before, but I would encourage everybody to go. It's called Bright, and it has three painters who are all painting in gorgeous colors. It's just such a cheerful and joyous show to go to. You know, one of the painters is many people's favorite, and one of mine, Gail Marcus Orland. She's lived in Tucson forever, originally from New York. And she always does such beautiful, colorful images. And she, as I say in my story, who wouldn't want to inhabit her dreamscape? She has such an imagination. You know, I said, if you had her, if you were living in her head, you could live among blue peacocks, gnat-inside giant roses, and dance with an elegant gentleman cat. This gentleman cat appears in many of these paintings. But honestly, the colors are amazing. You know, they just glisten. So that's a great big show that she's done. And most of the works are from this year. She's just such a prodigious painter. So, you know, I would highly recommend going to see her works. And then there are two other artists in that show, too. Andy Burgess, he's an interesting guy. He's from England originally. One of these people who moved to the Southwest and just fell in love with the colors and especially the mid-century modern architecture. He has done these amazing paintings of those houses. I don't know if you went on the architecture tour a couple weeks ago to lots of Tucson's modern houses, but he's fallen in love with that style, you know, very sort of plain and simple and elegantly made into geometries. So he's made all these paintings of houses in California and houses here, and instead of leaving them stark white, or a lot of them are sort of gray concrete, in his paintings, he makes them like neon, all these beautiful paintings. And so they're really nice. I reviewed a show of his at the Tucson Museum of Art last year. It was a small show, but really great stuff. So here, he has had to take those paintings and put them as prints. Something about, you know, his gallery obligations elsewhere that, you know, that he did that. But they're still wonderful to see.
And that's at Atherton. Is there a second companion show with this?
Yeah, and this is just belatedly. As I said, this show has been up for a while. But in the final 2 weeks, Atherton has put up a show, you know, in another section of the gallery, a show of photographs by really distinguished Arizona photographers. And the reason for this is that it is a fundraiser for Dr. Scott Warren, who I'm sure you've heard about him, the No More Deaths activist who was arrested by Border Patrol in January of 2018. And he was tried for, for harboring and for transporting immigrants in an earlier trial that took place in June. And that trial ended up with a hung jury. So he's going to trial again on November 12th. This time they dropped one of the felony charges, but he's still being charged with felony harboring of immigrants. So Atherton decided to put together this photography show, and it's an auction. And it's pretty amazing names in there. If you're a photography fan, you will have heard of them. Mark Klett up in Phoenix, Kate Brakey, William Lesh, both of them in Tucson. Danny Lyon, who's a really, really renowned photographer. So they're doing a silent auction, so you can go in there and see these beautiful pieces donated by these artists. And the idea is to help fund Scott Warren's legal case.
Right. So that's up for a couple more weeks at Atherton downtown.
Yeah, that's right. And there's actually going to be a closing celebration, closing reception for both of these shows on November 16th and in the afternoon. And, you know, Atherton parties are always a lot of fun. That's the last day for putting your bid on one of the photos, too, in the auction.
All right. I'm quickly running out of time, but in that photography realm, we also have a photography show at the Tucson Desert Art Museum.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go out there tomorrow and write about it. I never heard of this artist before. Her name is Delilah Montoya. She's from Texas. She lives in New Mexico, but I've seen the images on the website. That's that Desert Museum way on. They call it Desert Art Museum, not to be confused with the Desert Museum. It's out on Tonka Verde.
Oh, yes, yes, not to be confused with the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum.
Right.
This is the Tucson Desert Art Museum on Tonka Verde.
Right.
Right.
And so, but interestingly, this show is all about the desert. And the pictures online are gorgeous, full-color, dramatic pictures of the desert. You know, one shows a storm blowing in and the clouds going over and, the dangerous desert where the migrants are. And then there's a blue flag bending in the wind, and that's the thing that Humane Borders puts out, water in the desert for migrants. And they have these flags, alerting them to their presence. So, and she calls it SED, the trail of thirst, and SED is the Spanish word for thirst. So it's all about the difficulties that the migrants have crossing the desert.
Only about a minute left. There's a new group show at the Bernal Gallery at the Pima Community College West Gallery.
Yeah, and I can't speak highly enough of that gallery. David Andres, who's also a professor, an art teacher there, and a painter himself, runs this gallery. Each show is so professional and interesting. This time he's gotten a woman from across the country. She's a visiting artist called Paula Crawford, a pretty well-known artist, and she's a painter. She's doing a lecture on Thursday, and there's going to be a nice reception that evening with all the other artists coming, too. I think there are about 12 artists in the show. And one thing I really want to see, getting back to this migrant theme, she did large-scale paintings of refugees crossing the Mediterranean in flimsy rafts, so giving us another perspective on this kind of worldwide crisis we're having of people seeking shelter and refuge.
And let me quickly mention the Tohono O'Chul exhibition space. They do such a nice job. They're honoring Margaret Regan, the Rancho Linda Vista, which is 50 years old already.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? All those young hippies back then in the 60s. And that's it's a wonderful art colony. It was founded by several people who were art professors at the U of A back in the 60s. They bought this old ranch, a guest ranch with all these little houses and places. And they've been, going strong all these years. Of course, many of the founders have died by this time, but this place is still thriving, and it really inspired and helped create a lot of art in Tucson that's
yes,
now
it did.
Very much cherished.
Margaret Regan, we'll look for your work in the Tucson Weekly. Thank you, Margaret.
Thanks, Bill.
The Fox Tucson Theater Buckmaster Arts Report. Coming up at the Fox, Mercury, a celebration of Freddie Mercury's life and music. That's going to be Sunday, December the 1st. The music, of course, of Queen, the story of Freddie Mercury brought to life. That is going to be a great show. Again, that's going to be December the 1st. You can check out, probably the best place is to go to the Fox website, foxtucson.com, and you can purchase tickets to see Fleur de Tolachi and Villa-Lobos Brothers. That show is coming up November the 23rd. So lots going on at the Fox. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon. My thanks to John Couch, our engineer producer. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 12:04. Dave Ramsey's coming up next here on The Green Thing, Zocalo Village Studio on 1030, The Voice.